This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. The topic is care and maintenance of playas and rainwater basins, those ephemeral lakes, those mud holes or buffalo wallows, as our granddads used to call them. We used to think nothing of those old mud holes except how we'd need to clean up our boots after fixing fence through them. Well, there's been a bunch of science done on those things the past few decades, and it turns out they're important to the landscape and our way of life. Scientists say playas are a primary method of groundwater recharge.
When these playas dry out, you get deep, large cracks in the floor of the playa wetlands.
You're hearing Ted LaGrange of Lincoln. He's a wetland program manager for Nebraska Game and Parks Commission.
And so when rainfall or snowmelt enter that wetland, it goes down through those deep cracks and works its way eventually into the groundwater, recharging that aquifer.
Turns out playa lakes, by definition, have a floor of clay. When dry, there are those deep cracks, and when wet, the clay becomes impermeable to water, giving us these temporary lakes that are so good for the wildlife. But things happen to decrease the effectiveness of that clay pan from doing its job. Listen to Bill Johnson. He's a biologist with U.S. Fish and Wildlife at Canyon, Texas.
When you have soils erode into the playa lake, the volume of water that the playa can hold is then much shallower. That water is then spread out over a much bigger surface area, but it's shallower, so it evaporates quicker. What you have is a playa that ultimately doesn't hold as much water, has a much shorter hydro period, and then it's not as valuable to wetland wildlife. It doesn't have as much plant production.
When playas are situated on land that's under production, it's inevitable topsoil is going to run off.
Playas are at the bottom of a hill, so in all directions around a playa, the land goes upward. If there isn't cover on that all the time in the form of a grass or prairie cover, when you get heavy rains, you get erosion washing the plow-tilled soils downhill into the playa. One of the biggest threats to playas in general is sedimentation from farming.
Playas on rangeland, says Johnson, are far more protected from siltation.
Even with heavy grazing pressure, there's at least plant roots in the soil holding the upland soils to the best they can where they belong. But when it's being farmed, the crops and their roots are only in the ground for a period of time. And the rest of the year, the ground is typically fallow or it's recently plowed, so it's highly susceptible to erosion.
So you have one of these playas smack dab in the middle of a field. What can you do to prevent that siltation? Ted LaGrange says you install a plant buffer.
That is a fringe of grassland around the wetland that can slow down that water and remove any of the issues of concern, whether it be sediments, pesticides, fertilizer, those types of contaminants can be removed by those buffers. So again, the first thing you want to do is to try to eliminate as much of that as you can even before it gets to the edge of the playa. But if it's flowing in that water and reaching the edge, you want to try to remove as much with a buffer as you can.
We can keep playas vital and functional by diverting topsoil runoff. Plant buffers around playas can keep topsoil from clogging playas, and the buffers filter chemicals from entering the groundwater. The USDA's Conservation and Wetland Reserve programs can provide landowners and producers cost-share funds to help restore playas. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. The program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about today's topic and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org. That's Playa Country, P-L-A-Y-A, playacountry.org.